said there'd be peace on earth. But instead, it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant cry, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and their eyes full of tinsel fire.
Hi everyone, it's Joe and this is Octava Day 10 and this is Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas, and this is one of my all-time favourite Christmas songs. It was a really difficult one to call and I'm going to play a couple of others in a minute because I find it very difficult to choose when it comes to Christmas songs. This is probably my very favourite ever since I was a little girl.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas season, and I wish you a brave new year. Anguish, pain, and sadness. Leave your heart and let your road be clear.
They said
there'd be snow at Christmas.
And if nobody else has done it yet during October, day 10, may I be the first to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Okay, so this is called Soul Christmas, and I can't think who sings it off the top of my head.
It's a wonderful life we're showing on the TV. They were all getting kind of bored.
So damn.
Knock that down a bit. This song always makes me want to party. It really gets me. It just makes me feel really cheerful on Christmas morning, and this is off a Christmas compilation album. That's how we've got it, and it's got all your usuals, Slade and Christa Berg and the Greg Lake one, and there's some Christmas carols as well, but this one really makes me cheerful on Christmas Day. So yeah, you can probably hear that I'm smiling now while I'm listening to it. Every soul singer or artist that you can probably think of is mentioned in this song, or a lot of them anyway, and I think it's really good. Probably quite cheesy, but I like it. While I'm thinking, my favourite Christmas carol, if we're not just talking poppy kind of songs, my favourite ever Christmas carol is Silent Night. Absolutely love it, and that makes me feel Christmassy, especially if you go to, you know, midnight mass or you go to church around Christmas time. I love to hear that. It just makes me feel really, really Christmassy and good. Okay, so I've got one more, I think, so I'll just find it.
Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
And of course that's Jonah Louie with Stop the Cavalry. And I think especially in recent years it's become very prevalent to think about the troops, you know, serving in places like Afghanistan, and so that song I think is quite apt, and I really like it. So there's just a brief selection of my Christmas choices. I haven't got a copy of Silent Night to hand, wish I did, because I absolutely love it. What was I going to say? How do I feel about Christmas music being played in public places? As long as it's not in October, I don't mind. I personally would like to keep Christmas to December. I kind of think it loses some of its gloss when people start celebrating too soon. I don't start Christmas shopping. I start thinking about it, but I certainly don't start Christmas shopping till late on in November or into December. I refuse to do Christmas early on in the year, and I know it's good to be organised and everything, but for me it keeps it more exciting, and it keeps more of the shine, I think, if we keep it to December. I love hearing Christmas music when you're Christmas shopping. I really enjoy that when you're in shopping areas and in shops. I quite enjoy that when you go, you know, when you go out for Christmas meals, it's nice to hear music playing. But again, if it's done too soon, then I think it just loses something. So yeah, so that's my Christmas boo for today. So as I said, Merry Christmas, and I'll chat to you all tomorrow. Take care, bye.